Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
You could ask one question to me that would take your training to the next level. What would that question be? Think about that right now. I want you to call in. The number is 3473-269-145, 347-3269-145. What is that question? I get emails from all over the world asking me questions in the bodybuilding and training, your training efforts, your nutrition, your nutritional supplementation, your mindset, contest preparation. Here's your chance. Figure out what that one question is and give me a call. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And more importantly, what's the next level for you, and what do you need to do to create that body that you really want? No matter how well you're doing, sometimes you're just striving for that next level, finding the set of strategies, mental, physical, emotion, figuring your way through that maze to that next level is sometimes quite challenging. Sometimes all it takes is one distinction. What's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements and you want to make them in the most efficient manner, I mean effectively and in the shortest period of time, that's what I mean by efficiency, you are going to have to know exactly what it is you want. Taking advantage of this show this week, listening to it every week, is one way for that information to come to you and for you to even to take action, take control of this anxiety or angst or this confusion that you have when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts, and call me up right now. Even if it's something that you are 99% sure of, just getting the validation that what you're doing, you are on the right track, can make all the difference in the world, and that focus, all that effort you're putting through. Call me up. The number is 347-326-9145. The answers will start coming to you very quickly, and maybe you've noticed this in the past, when you get clear on what you really want. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? Do you need some motivation, a kick in the pants? You're wondering why you can't get yourself to do the things you already know you should do? What is it for you? You want more consistency? Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Like I said before at the top of the show, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old situation that makes all the difference in the world and creates the breakthroughs. One breakthrough gives you momentum, certainty, and confidence, and creates another breakthrough and another breakthrough. 6 months later, you got this thing dialed down until you have the next series of challenges that as you strive to that even higher level. You got to make a game out of it, continually striving for more. Oftentimes you may find out that you're already doing everything right and you just need to keep on doing what you're doing. You need that validation from a coach, someone you see as an expert or a friend. Hey, that's what I can do for you today here on the show, and especially when you get in the habit of listening to this show every week. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts just like yourself all over the world take their bodies to the next level and bust through those sticking and frustrating training plateaus, whether it's a mental or a physical plateau. I've been doing that through my website at www.skiplacour.com. Maybe you seen me in some of my other internet presence through astsportscience.com, www.ast-ss.com, or maybe you're one of our newer listeners from the bodybuilding.com website. A lot of information out there. I've written 10 books. I produce 7 DVDs. I've been writing for the Muscle magazines for over 15 years. Magazines, articles in over 20 countries. I've had 50 people just like yourself from 52 countries and more now who have purchased my books and DVDs, done seminars all over the world. I do one-on-one phone consultations. I get people who are just like you who want that individual service. I fill up my days during the week using services like Skype or Yahoo, the telephone service. What computer technology allows us to do now is just simply amazing. So I can talk with you all over the country, if not all over the world, get specific coaching. I have coaching programs to do that. That keeps me quite active. I'm sure there isn't one challenge that that I have not helped somebody through or worked through myself. So there's really no sense in you going through this trying to figure out all by yourself, going through all that frustration, that angst, that overwhelm, hoping that you get through it when you can just call into this talk show and get some clarity. So now here we are on this open forum on this talk radio show. So again, take advantage of this opportunity with your calls. We talk a lot about the Max OT training principles. A lot of listeners have come to know me through my training, through my website. A lot of this Max OT training that I've been doing for over 15 years. And I want to take a step back and answer your questions about Max OT training, about the specifics of it. I want to start off with general terms right now. And let you see that even if you're not doing the Max OT training principles, you can understand the method behind the madness of it. You can see how this type of intensity or this focus, how it's built into the program, and whether you use the Max OT principles or not, which I highly recommend you do, you can see how the mental factors to push you to that higher level, they're built into the program with the standards that it sets. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show. I think that you know I'm a big fan of the mental part of this. I think that no matter what training strategy that you use, how effectively you use your mind will determine the effectiveness of any training program that you use. Also, it will determine the effectiveness of any nutritional program that you use. So I want to talk about the bodybuilding mentality, those who are successful. And through my experience throughout all these years dealing with so many people, again, through live seminars, through coaching one-on-one, through emails, I've got a good grasp on what the biggest challenges are, and I've kind of narrowed those down to the top 10 so we can talk about those today. So I want to answer your questions, too, so I'll interrupt whatever we're talking about for your questions. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. So the Max OT training principles, let me just talk about the program. Max OT, it was developed by Paul D'Elia. He's the owner, founder, president of AST Sports Science. Again, that website is www.ast-ss.com. There's a link to that from my website at www.skiplacour.com. And it is a program that gives you the most amount of muscle in the shortest period of time. There are a lot of people who ask me about, you know, sports training, if this is going to help them with their sport or will help them with their strength or a certain specific type of performance issues like that. Yes, it could help. Is it designed for that? Well, anytime you're working the muscles, you're going to get some benefit. There are other programs, like, for example, if you're, I don't know, a hockey player, I'm sure that there's a training program that can specifically deal with all the different issues for that particular performance sport, in this case, hockey. But what Max OT is about, it's about you looking good, you feeling good, you building the most amount of muscle in the shortest period of time. It's about you using your time, energy and effort most effectively, you know, not spending, you know, 2 hours working out in the gym every single day. You could do that. You could even see results doing that. But the Max OT is about making you look just as good as that guy who trains 2 or 3 hours in the gym by tapping into the most effective and most efficient methods of doing that. So you can have that body, so people say, hey, well, you must work out at the gym every day for a few hours. And you can say, no, I don't. So you can go on with a productive life. Because more isn't necessarily better when it comes to bodybuilding and training, having that muscular, lean, good-looking physique that you want. Better is better. Not more is not better. And that's one thing that is probably the biggest challenge. One of the biggest challenges that I see those people who are just training in the starting to train in the gym, whether that's 6 months or even 2 years, I consider that just at the beginning of your journey. And you know, if you've been training for 2 years and you think that you got this all down, well, I'll just tell you this, wait until you've been training for 5 years and look back onto this 2-year point. You'll see all the things that you don't know, all right? But I would say that training too much, making the process too complex, training too much too often, not seeing the results from all that effort, trying to imagine into a balanced life where you want to do other things, and that's what Maxwell T will do for you. So let's just talk about the basic principles. Now I'm going to go over through 7 basic principles of the Maxwell T training. All right. Now these are basics. All right. It gives you a general overview. All right. So now, are there exceptions? Are there some variants in it? Yes, there is. That's built in the program. After I explain the 7, I'm going to send you to a resource on the AST site where you'll hear about the whole program into greater detail. It's a free program that I want you to sign up for, and you can get even more in-depth with this program. So let me talk about the basic principles that are true of the Maxwell T training method, and at the same time, it's true of anyone who wants to train effectively and efficiently. They want to build the most muscle, they want to be lean, they want to look good, and they want to do it in the shortest period of time. All right? So number one, and again, if this sounds counterintuitive to you, if it sounds strange, all right, I understand, okay? You have to take the leap of faith. If you're at a point right now where you're training, you're struggling to work in, to fit in your workouts or to get to that next level and you're frustrated, you're going to have to take the leap of faith here. You're listening to this radio show right now, whether it's live or it's in a podcasted version, because you're looking for something. You're looking for answers, right? Listen to what I'm saying. Take that leap of faith. Give it a try for a couple months. You'll see what I'm talking about later. So, number one, your workouts should last no more than 30 to 40 minutes. All right, that's the first basic principle of Maxwell T training, 30 to 40 minutes. Now, I'll tell you, if you're new to the gym, heck, even if you've been training for a couple years, when someone says that, you say, what are you talking about? How can you get in an effective workout in 30 to 40 minutes? I see things like on internet message boards, like, oh, these bodybuilders or these people training in the gym today. I'll tell you, old school, that's what they used to do. They used to train for 4 hours a day, and that's why the bodies don't look as good or whatever their opinion is, okay? You know, that's nice. I mean, if you have the time to spend that kind of time, hey, go ahead. I'm telling you that you can get the results that you want in 30 to 40 minutes, provided that you follow all the guidelines that I give you, not just bits and pieces of them. All right. If you take these principles that I'm telling you in their entirety and you don't try to tailor them to what you think you should want, okay, it all fits together with a puzzle in a particular order and all creates a picture or a puzzle. You can't take a few pieces from this puzzle and a few pieces from that puzzle and a few pieces from another puzzle and then expect to put them all together and get a good clear-cut image or picture. That's not how it works, and that's not how it's going to work with the Maxwell T training principles. So if I tell you, for example, that you need to go into the gym and focus on getting out of there in 40 minutes or less, all right, and then you take something from another program that tells you to do, I don't know, 32 giant steps and do it in descending orders and drop sets. I mean, you could undo 10 body parts a day, so to speak. I mean, how can you do that in 30 to 40 minutes? All right, you can't pick and choose. So I want you to follow this all in entirety, and you'll see how it all fits together. What's also important about this is that not only do you have a structured plan and a certain method that you leave up to the program and then you just follow it, so you can concentrate on just putting the intensity and effort into what you do instead of trying to create all these different strategies and piece together and all that. That goes on all autopilot. Your job is to put the effort into the program, and that's when you'll see the results. The great thing about this program is that intensity, the mental factor, which is the cornerstone to any training program, is the amount of effort and intensity that you put into it. Why can one warrior in the gym have some crazy workout program that may go totally against the max OT training programs and get results? Well, it's because maybe he performs in a higher level of intensity, and he might, because of that mindset, he may be getting results in spite of everything that he's doing, not because of what he's doing, all right? That's how that mindset is so important. The max OT training principles, when they tell you about time limits or how many times to train a body part or how many sets you should do or even how many reps you should do, all right? Intensity is built into it. You follow the program, your intensity will go through the roof. Your intensity goes through the roof, that's how you get results. All right, so number one, your workout should last no more than 30 to 40 minutes. Number two, train only 1 to 2 muscle groups per session. All right, now I know that goes against a lot of conventional things, 2 body parts, 2 times a week. You know, let me just tell you something. You're training drug-free, right? And I guess that isn't even that important. Even if you're not training drug-free, what you need to remember is, again, we talked about intensity, how hard you bust it up in the gym, right? That's number one, how much weight you lift, how directly you hit that muscle, how focused you are in the gym, intensity, okay, going for more. That's the number one thing, okay? After that point, it's going to be how do you recover from those workouts, all right? How do you recover from that intense workout? Are you training them later on in the week? You know, maybe later on in the week, you're training that same muscle group, and it isn't quite or not even close to being fully recovered. It has not recuperated. Well, you are not going to get maximum results in that time. Yes, you're going to be doing more work, all right, but you're not going to be getting the effectiveness or efficiency when you can just lay out that muscle group, train it again next week, and get the same or better results. So that's the most important thing, is after intensity, that your muscles recover from your intense workouts. I have a caller from the 937 area code. I'm going to take your call right now. Caller, are you there? 937 area code.
Yeah, Skip, how you doing?
I am awesome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brett.
Oh, hi, Brett. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I am awesome. Brett, what can I help you with? What's your question?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was squatting, and I was just kind of warming up, actually, and I felt like I hurt my knee a little bit, so I stopped and didn't squat that day, and just these past 2 weeks, it just keeps getting sore, you know, it's still sore. Now, it's 3 weeks later, and I'm just wondering what I should do. I went ahead and squatted last week, which I probably shouldn't have done, but I did lightweight just to see how it would feel, and I'm just wondering what you do if you ever, you know, hurt something. Do you try to work around it, or?
Well, it really depends. Let me ask you this. In those 3 weeks, has the pain been consistent even when you're at school or work or, you know, you're walking around? Do you feel that pain all the time?
No, it's not. Like, it's just like a tiny. It's just kind of an annoyance pain, you know. I could still squat if I wanted, and you know, it wouldn't like kill me or anything. You know, it's just kind of annoying. Cause
yeah, no, I gotcha. That's I've had many of those throughout, my competitive days, and because I was so focused on the end results, I wouldn't let it get in the way. And I did. I would call them, and again, the terminology that I use, calling it an annoyance versus an injury, makes a big difference in your mind. So when you're walking around at home, like at 8 o'clock at night, you're not thinking about your knee. It's not hurting you.
Right.
Okay, so it's just when you squat. How about when you're just, doing barbell curls and you're just positioning yourself there? Do you feel pain in your knee there?
No.
How about if you're going to do leg presses? Do you feel that pain in your knee?
I did do leg presses, and they weren't near as bad as the only one I noticed when it hurt a little bit was when I was doing tricep pushdowns. I put my right foot forward and lean on it, you know, how Max Izzy
right.
has you do it. And there
right.
I kind of felt it. So I don't know if it's like, you know, just maybe a little tendonitis or what, but it just
right.
kind
of. Well, you know, these type of injuries, what they should do. I mean, I get this question asked all the time. So the thought, the kind of the process that I'm taking you through to really think about is that anyone who's listening to this show live or you're listening to a podcast version, when you have this, these are some questions that you should ask yourself to know, you know, is it something that you can work through or go lighter, or is it something you should take a total break off? Really, the safest answer that I could give you is that it's always best to check with a doctor. I mean,
right.
Just recently in the sports world, Tiger Woods, he had his knee injury that happened a long time before, and now he's getting surgery for it. You know, he was
right.
focused on a particular tournament. I wonder if he was just lifting in the gym, if he would have got that taken care of or even, you know, looked at for its seriousness, you know, a long
right.
time before. I mean, he's a professional athlete with sponsors. I mean, just kind of like, you know, I put so much into my contest preparation. I mean, if I'm 6 months into it and I've got, you know, a month left, I don't want to know the outcome either. I don't want to know there's something wrong with me either, right? Okay, so, you know, he has that type of mentality. So he might overlook it, but he might have caused more damage to his knee. But for him, risk versus reward, he's just going to go ahead and go through it, right? Well, that's what you need to ask yourself. You know, number one, is the safest thing would be to do is just go to a doctor and address it. The other thing is just to, you know, go with time, different weights like you're experimenting with. What I've noticed with injuries, what I've noticed myself, especially those annoyances, as you call them,
mm-hmm.
is that it just seemed weird to me that if I used 10 pounds more, it hurt. If I used 5 pounds, you know, less,
yeah.
or 5 pounds more, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always struggling to find, well, what's the most weight I can do without that annoyance from occurring, so I can still do the exercise. So I play that balance game. So sometimes, you know, so I would say play that game. You know, okay. So number one, the safest thing: see a doctor, have them look at that, so you don't cause continual damage if there is damage. But
right.
I'm sure you had situations in the gym where things just magically went away, right?
Oh,
even
yeah.
though you kind of trained them, so you don't know if this is going to be
right,
one of those
right.
situations. You know, you need to take that risk into your own hands, and then by feeling it, maybe take some time off, maybe work with less weight, maybe give it some time with less weight, or take a total break off. So it's something you're going to have to continually play with, going down that list of options for yourself. You know, so you see no progress. I mean, do you like squatting, Brett?
Yeah, it's actually my favorite exercise. That's what kind
oh,
of pissed me off because
yeah.
I couldn't, you know. But, yeah, actually it did hurt a lot worse, you know, 3 weeks, right when I did it.
Okay.
The rest of that week hurt real bad. And actually last week felt really good. And, you know, I woke up – it seems like when I wake up in the mornings after I, you know, just do legs or whatever, but that's kind of natural. They are a little sore, but
– yeah. Okay, well, hopefully that's helpful. I'm glad to know that you like doing squats, okay, because a lot of times guys don't like doing exercise. They're not that motivated, and, boy, just so happens that they're hurting that day and they can't do that. I see that all the time, you know. But, just you know, do what you can. Do what we talked about. I can tell you just I had a shoulder injury probably about 6 or 8 months ago. Now that I tell you, it was so persistent for a couple, 3 months, and I wasn't used to those type of any type of injury holding me back. It was keeping me from doing a lot of exercises, even besides direct shoulder work. All of a sudden, that thing just magically got better, you know, just one day, and it's like I can't even feel it now. And there was times within that 3 month period that I thought this would never go away because it never seemed to be getting better, right? So,
right.
So you know, have that faith, keep that going, use those strategies, and be careful. That's the thing. You don't want to do something that's going to permanently damage that knee for a long time, right? So
right.
good luck with that. Brett, hey, call us back and let us know how that goes, all right?
All right, Skip. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.
We have another caller. I think it's an international call. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hey, that Skip?
Yes.
Is that Skip? Hello.
Yes, it is.
Colleen. Hi.
Colleen.
Yeah.
How are you, Colleen?
I phoned in a long time ago. Hi, how are you? I phoned in a long time ago about, I think it was the morning routine exercises. You were talking about bodybuilding, and I was saying that it's really good to have a regular routine, and I asked about a magazine that you could recommend in terms of, like, you know, looking at how we can deal with our health on a daily issue and the more sort of like hands-on where you see a magazine. I still do my daily routine exercises of walking instead of like taking the transport, which, you know, which is really good. And I've got a mini marathon that's coming up in September. And what I do is I go around the common and I walk. So, you know, and squatting, I think, is a really good, you know, it's really good to do because, you know, it helps you to balance, I think.
Uh-huh. So what's your question for me? You got a marathon? Is that what you said that's coming up in how much time?
In September, the early part of September. So, you know, doing that, I wanted to see whether what you think is good to do from now until then, because I've only got like about 2 months or so.
Right.
So what I do now is just the regular. So that's the walking. And,
right.
So what else?
Well, you know what? I am not an expert in marathon running, but I tell you, when I do want something, I use the internet, do all kinds of searches, and I study up. And I look for the commonality in certain websites. So what I would do is I would just Google search marathons. I'm sure there's tons of routines that can build you up to that in September. They probably have it. I know how I broke down, you know, bodybuilding training towards my contest date. I'm sure there, when you Google something on the internet, there's tons of enthusiasts just like you. There's people who used to be beginners just like you, and they could line you up in probably a great program with the specifics of that sports performance type training. So that's what I would recommend for you, Colleen. It sounds like that you got into a good routine, and so now it's just looking for more and more strategy. So that's where I would, point you to in that direction. There's an expert in that area through the internet. Maybe locally at work or around, there's local clubs in your area, so you don't have to kind of do this yourself. One great thing about this radio show for me and for the listeners is that if they're new, they can use all of my 18 years of experience and focus in this particular area, so they can learn how to go to the gym with the right mindset, train in the gym, learn how to eat. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. They can use my experience to guide them through because I've been there. I've helped a lot of other people be there. Well, I'm sure with your marathons, there is that type of leader out there. There's that guru. There's that coach, maybe even in your local area. Maybe there's an internet talk show like that who can get really specific with you on that. So I look for other areas like that. Look on the internet. Look in your local area. If you can meet with a group, they could walk you through these challenges that are routine to them because they've been there back, and then they can just guide you through it and make all those really complex issues for you right now, this sense of uncertainty that you might have as you're going through it for the first time. You can be around people.
It's my second. It'll be my third year this year.
Now, have you had some help doing? Have you had some help with specific training? Has someone lined you out with a program?
No. What I've done is I've followed the guidelines, as you say. You have these, you know, magazines called Marathon or something or other.
Oh, okay.
And they do. They give you all these lists of what you should do and how you should go about preparing for the marathon. But what I came on to say was, you know, it was really more of a sort of like a feedback on what happened quite some time ago. Came on, you know, I came on and I said, oh, you were talking about, I think you were talking to somebody about their bodybuilding techniques, and he was talking about fainting. I don't know what it was, but he said he felt hamstring or something, and you gave him some guidelines of what to do in order to go back on track from not training for like 2 months. And I came on and I said that, yeah, you know, you're right about the training and getting into this daily routine. And he was saying,
so you were talking about the structure of the day, but, you know, I advised him about maybe structure more than technique that he needed. You followed some of that and it's worked well for you, right? Colleen, am I getting you right?
Awesome. It's brilliant. So that's my choice.
Well, call us now, Colleen, and let us know how that marathon goes for you, all right?
Okay. Yeah, sure, Skip. Because I do listen to your shows when I can. And, you know, I thought, well, I better just call in today just to tell you how.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you're benefiting from it and then how that structure has helped you get closer to your goals. All right. So now we're going to get back to the max OT basics. We talked about workout should last no more than 30 to 40 minutes. We talked about training the muscle groups, only 1 to 2 muscle groups per session. Then I want to go into, you only want to do 6 to 9 heavy sets per muscle group, right? Again, intensity is built into the program. Limiting yourself to 6 to 9 heavy sets. Now, those are over, I'm not talking about warm-up sets or what the Max OT program calls acclimation sets. When you have the most weight and you're really going for the intensity, okay, only 6 to 9 heavy sets per muscle group. You want to box yourself in. In life, when you have a deadline, you perform your best. When you know that something has to be done at a certain time. I mean, one great trick in life to get the most out of yourself is to make sure you have a deadline for everything. You put that self-imposed pressure on yourself where you call upon all your physical, your mental, your emotional resources, everything you have to get the most out of yourself in that blocked-in period of time. People do themselves a disservice by not allowing a certain amount of pressure in their life. Pressure is a good thing. Because it gets the most out of yourself. If you don't create deadlines, if you don't have a certain time period that you have to get something done, there's no reason to use all your resources, all right? In the Max OT training program, there's so much of that built into it. You have to get out of the gym. You have to limit it to 30, 40 minutes, okay? You can't say, well, you know, I can talk for a few minutes here, or I can do this and I can do that because I'll stay in here for an hour and a half or 2 hours, however long it takes. Blocking yourself in to those 30 to 40 minutes, you've got to get the job done. You can't get into conversations that or have nothing to do with what you're doing. I mean, maybe they're fun, maybe you're solving some business issues, whatever, but you're in the gym to train. Blocking yourself in creates more intensity, more focus. You become better at what you do. Training on only 1 to 2 muscle groups per session instead of being, oh, well, I'm going to skip this body part. I don't feel like training my back today. I'll just tack it on to my workout, tomorrow or something like that. Or only wanting to, I don't know, maybe to train 2 days a week to save yourself some time or something, right? Well, the more you're in the gym, the more body parts you're going to lose intensity. I know everybody thinks they train hard, but when you go on there with a plan and when the fewest amount of work you have to do, the more focus and intensity and effort you can put into it. That's just the way that it is. All right, so limiting yourself to training only 1 to 2 muscle groups. See what I'm talking about. The Max OT training program turns you into a mental stud. It turns you into a mental warrior in the gym because of the deadlines that it sets. All right, so you're only going to do 6 to 9 heavy sets per muscle group. Point number 4 to 6 reps per set. All right. If there's anything that people pick out of the Max OT program and have really wrestle with, and it's usually before they even give it a chance, is that how can a muscle grow only going 4 to 6 reps? And, you know, I've heard tons of theories from different emails or sometimes people in person, and they will explain to me how this doesn't work. All right. Well, the first question that I ask them is, have they tried it? And they'll tell me, no, they haven't. They'll give me anecdotal evidence or theorizing how the muscles work and how this wouldn't work. And and how unconventional it is. Or, you know, I've heard all those things before. All I can tell you to do is, if I were to have you, if I just told you to go run, just run, all right? And I'm going to rate your performance. I want you to run with intensity, all right? How fast would you run in those first 25 yards? Would you sprint all out? Would you pace yourself? Okay. Well, it would be determined by how long I told you to run, how far I wanted you to run, wouldn't it? You would have to know where the end goal is in day, and that will determine how much intensity that you put into it. All right. So the shorter the time frame that you have, the more you know, hey, this is an all-out sprint. I'm going to use the most weight, the most intensity, the most focus, because I want to get at least 4, but I'm going to stop at 6. Even if I can, you know, I pick too light of a weight and I can really do 8, 10, 12, well, I'm not going to do 8, 10, 12. I'm going to stop at 6 because I'm going to learn from it and make sure that never happens again. Make sure I always pick such a challenging weight that I can do at least 4, but I can't do more than 6. All right. So now getting back to the analogy is, if I told you to run, how fast would you run? How hard would you run? Well, with that in mind, if I told you to run, I don't know, 12 to 15 yards, or 12 to 15 miles, let's say, right? Okay, well, you're going to pace yourself. You got 12 to 15 miles to run, all right? If I told you to run 4 to 6 miles, you would take off with a whole different mindset. You'd probably give a lot more effort in those 4 to 6 miles than you would to run for 12 to 15 miles. You got to pace yourself to get through it. Pacing yourself does not work when you talk about maximum overload training, lifting the heaviest weight, overloading those muscles to stimulate that growth. All right, so that's the basic premise behind the 4 to 6. All right, and as far as the question, well, will the muscle grow? All right, you're going to have to give that a try. All right, I can tell you my experiences. I can tell you the experiences of hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world who have been doing the MaxOT program. The difference between you as a skeptic, is 4 to 6 reps going to work, and all those other people, are as they've tried it. You haven't at this point. I'm asking you to take the leap of faith. If you've read my material, if I've guided you past maybe in the nutritional area, or I've motivated you, you know, and you trust me there, I'm telling you to take that leap of faith here. Give this MaxOT training program. Give the 4 to 6 reps a try, even though it sounds counterintuitive. It doesn't sound right to you. Maybe you're afraid of the ridicule that you'll get in the gym. All right, you want the most muscle in the shortest period of time. You want to be an intense stud in the gym. You want to be a mental stud who just gets in and gets out. You want people to say about you, boy, that guy trains heavy, he trains hard, and he just comes in there and gets the job done. Well, this is the way to do it. Take that leap of faith. Do it for a couple months. If you come back to me and say, hey, I did that 4 to 6 reps thing and it didn't work, I would say fine. At least I would respect that you really gave it a shot. You really gave that leap of faith, and you at least tried it, okay? Number 5, and we're going over the MaxOT basics, the basic principles of the MaxOT program. You want to rest 2 to 3 minutes between sets, all right? And here, you want to do a couple of things. You want to rest long enough to get 100% of your strength back. MaxOT training, building the most amount of muscle in the shortest period of time, is all about heavy overload, direct stimulation of that muscle. All right? This isn't a race. This isn't a race about you seeing how fast you can get to the workout, through the workout. We're not trying to incorporate a little bit of cardio for some fat loss. I know that some of you have been taught that, you know, if you don't rest quite as long before sets, you'll be combining your workouts by doing a little bit of aerobics, keeping at that fast pace, keeping your heart rate up while you're doing your weights. Well, again, the MaxOT program is for those of you who want to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. This isn't about performance, okay? So if you want to be a golfer or a marathon runner, all right, MaxOT training is about building the most muscle in the shortest period of time. So you want to rest 2 to 3 minutes, and really, that's enough time for you to get as close to 100% of your strength back. You don't want to go any less than that, don't have all your strength back. You don't want to incorporate a cardio workout into your weight training workout. We want to leave the losing body fat, we're going to leave that for our nutritional plan and then our Maxo T cardio, okay? But in the gym, we're there to stimulate muscle, all right? So we're in no hurry to get to the next set. So we rest 2 to 3 minutes. Now, the other thing on the other side of that concern is you don't want to lose focus, all right? You're only in there for 40 minutes maximum per session. You're going to rest 2 to 3 minutes. You don't want to lose focus. You don't want to get into conversations. You're there for a short period of time. Again, we talk about that sprint mentality. Okay, you want to create that deadline, 2 to 3 minutes, keep your focus, get 100% of your strength back. All right. Number six, you train each muscle group every 5 to 7 days. All right, we talked about recovery. I've talked about in previous shows what steroids do. What steroids do is one of the greatest benefits of steroids is that it helps you recover from your workouts faster. Just say you blitzed your chest and you're aided by drugs, you can train that body part a couple of 3 days later in a fully recovered state. You train it again and another 3 days later in a fully recovered state. You can get by with that if you've got help, chemical assistance to recover from those workouts. If you're training drug-free, and I would even say that if you aren't training drug-free, that training a body part every 5 to 7 days is plenty of stimulation, especially when you crank up the intensity. Now, if you know you're going to, again, we talk about deadlines. If you know you're going to train a body part just 3 days later, well, what sense of urgency do you have to get the most out of it, to go 5 pounds up on the weight, to make sure you feel it, to quit talking so much in the gym, to train with that all-out intensity? Why? Because you got a second chance at it just a few days later. All right? It's blocking yourself in, that sense of urgency. That's what's going to create that intensity when you're doing what you're doing. You don't have second chances. You don't have a million sets to do to make up for it. You don't even create that mentality that nothing really matters because I got plenty of backup sets. I got plenty of backup workouts to make up for my less than intense performance, right? Block yourself in. So you want to just train each muscle group every 5 to 7 days. And the last point of the basic principles of the Maxo T training program is to take a 1 week break from training every 8 to 10 weeks. So you're going to go 8 to 10 weeks full blown out intense training, 10 weeks maximum, and take a full week off of training. Now, I'll tell you what, is when you're focused, you're intense, you got yourself into a groove at the gym, that's the last thing that you're going to want to do. And trust me, I know that feeling. Man, the momentum's going well. You don't want to stop, all right? The more and more experience that I got, I understood a couple things. Number one, I wasn't going to lose all my momentum, all right? Yeah, sure, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. You take that week break off, and you don't feel quite as coordinated. Maybe you got to get back in the habit of waking up at the same time in the morning and get your meals down. There's going to be a lot of, throwing off your pattern. But it's very important that your muscles get that rest every 8 to 10 weeks. Muscle recovery, training the body in its fully recovered state, is what your number one priority should be. Training it when it's a little bit sore, it's not fully recovered, is not the most efficient way to go. Learn how to be productive in that week. Do something productive in that time away from the gym, so you don't feel like you're missing something. That's a mental, that's an emotional challenge for many of us. And like I said, trust me, I went through that same challenge myself. I didn't, it's almost like I said to myself, hey, maybe I am doing my body a favor by taking this time out of the gym. But you know what? I don't want to do my body a favor. I'll deal with less muscle because this is throwing me off and I don't want to be thrown off. I understand that. But what if you're trying to build that muscle in the shortest period of time? You need to give your body that full break. Let it recover from these injuries or what Brett described as annoyances. Let it fully recover so that the next 8 to 10 weeks is at a higher level. And then the next 8 to 10 weeks is at an even higher level. Don't pace yourself. Don't make this like an endless marathon. Don't think you're doing yourself a favor by training for 6 months without a whole week off of training. It's that important. Now, a couple of things. These are the basic guidelines of Maxo T training. And I thought in this particular show what I would do is really go over that because Maxo T is brought up in so many different incidents from our callers over all these months, and they pick out one particular, maybe more advanced portion of it. And so now it wants to tie it all in its entirety. Here's another important point. Again, I mentioned this before, is you want to follow these principles in their entirety. You want to put all the pieces together. Don't try to outthink them. Don't say, well, that sounds like a good principle, the 2 to 3 minutes between sets. But, hey, my body needs 3 muscle groups per training session, or I need to do at least 15 sets. Give the whole program in its entirety, whether you believe it in it or not, whether it makes sense to you or not. It all fits together like a puzzle. Take that leap of faith. Do it in its entirety, okay? Here is a resource that I told you that I'd send you to, and that's AST Sports Science website. It's www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. You can also link to that site from my website at skiplacour.com. Go into the lower right-hand corner, click on the MaxOT program, sign up for the free program, and it'll let you have access to an internet website that has all of these explanations and routines, everything that you need to get going on this program in its entirety, a lot more detail than I've explained to you here today. Take that leap of faith. If you're listening to this show, here's the great thing is that I've had, whether it's a gentleman listening in Indiana who calls in who just was looking out for some workout advice on iTunes, Apple iTunes, ran into the program, no experience in the bodybuilding and training world, didn't know who I was from the bodybuilding and training world, just started listening to the program, had a home gym, and he took my advice, went to the AST Sports Science website, signed up for the program, started learning about training of effectiveness and efficiency and building muscle, explained to him in detail. 44 years old, just took him to a new level. He did take that leap of faith, and I encourage you to do the same thing. I'm going to take a break right now. I want you to call in with your questions, whether it's about the MaxOT training program, other challenges you might be going through with your motivation. You have a contest coming up. Call in at 347-326-9145. I want you to call in right now. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle MaxOT style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the MaxOT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity MaxOT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories.
You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Pacquiao and Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Pacquiao Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacore.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my DVD, Pacquiao Muscle. I call that my labor of love. Went out and bought myself an Apple G5 computer. I got the Final Cut Pro movie making system that they've had professional movies that you've probably seen on your theater made on. And I took my passion for bodybuilding, got a couple cameras from the camera angles to cutting of the footage to doing the voiceover to even creating and slapping on the labels. I created that thing from start to finish, and if there's anything that I've created, if there's one product I could tell you that's going to take your level of training and your insight into the bodybuilding world, what's my best example of what I could teach you in my 18 years of experience pushing you to that level? It's that DVD. It's all in those 4 hours. You can shift through the magazine. You can shift through websites. You can go on to message boards and get opinions from 18, 19-year-olds. Let me tell you, you want to make an investment in yourself. You want to order that DVD from my website, www.skiplacore.com. And take your training to the next level. Get my 18 years of experience sandwiched into one DVD. Derek from Pennsylvania, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, Skip. How about yourself?
I am awesome. So how was your week of training today as we come down to the last 7 minutes of the show?
Actually very good. I'm actually dieting right now, so I'm trying to drop weight. Or drop body fat, rather.
And is that for any particular reason?
I just want to be leaner. You know, I was a time where I had a 32-inch waist, and I just want to get back to that time.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have a goal date of when you want this done by? Is there an event that's coming up in your future?
Well, I've given myself 6 months to get there. You know, six months, but actually it is more of a 9-month goal if I want to maintain my strength. So
yeah.
I like where all my strength levels are now. I just want to keep them exactly there, maybe even get a little bit stronger while still dropping the body fat.
Right. Well, let me tell you, maybe this is helpful to you. Let me tell you my experience, and you tell me where this fits in to you, is that obviously when I have a contest coming up, I knew January 1st, that's when I started my dieting for a show. That was always in August. I mean, that date was so on the top of my mind all the time. Of course, it got more intense as the date got closer. I mean, that was when all my work was going to, you know, either show itself off or I was going to be massively disappointed. But it was that date that kept me away from pizza or kept me, you know, even things, you know, sometimes it's easy for a person to stay away from the junk food. And I know if you're listening out there, maybe that's not true in your case. But let's say you got that hurdle taken care of. If you've listened to the show before and you know my basic nutritional strategies, okay, one thing is to make sure you eat 5 to 7 meals a day to keep that metabolism up. And if you're new to the show, if you're new to listening to this on a podcast, email me at skip@skiplacore.com, skip, S-K-I-P, at skiplacore, skiplacour.com, and I'll send you a PDF file of my basic weight loss, muscle building, nutritional organizing principles. Very simple, very direct. It takes what makes any diet or nutritional program successful. It's got all those key ingredients out of all of them, and I tell you why they work. I've sent out hundreds of those for people who are just like you listening to this show. Well, getting back to that is that sometimes it's not eating, not eating junk food. It's about stopping what you're doing and making sure you get all those meals in. And then it's not just doing that for a day. You got to string together a week or a couple weeks. Well, Derek, this is what the challenge was for me, is that I had a certain level, obviously a certain level of discipline and of structure of what I would do and wouldn't do. All right, so just say I'm not competing, well, and there isn't that deadline. Well, why am I going to stop? What if, I'm really preparing for this radio show and I'm supposed to eat a meal just say a couple hours before, but I'm really into my work. What's going to make me not say, hey, well, this radio show is more important, and so I'll skip that meal. And maybe right afterwards, when I should eat immediately afterwards, but I need to write some notes. There's some things that I need to follow up on that I talked about this show, and then I do it an hour later. All of a sudden, we have a five-hour gap in between my meals. Without a deadline, why isn't all the rest of life going to prevent you from doing the things you should do and keep you from doing the things you shouldn't do? So I'm just knowing my own experience. If I don't have a deadline, I'm going to do it for this date for this reason. I'm just going to do it. But that it's kind of hit or miss motivation. Sometimes I'm in that mood, and I'll eat all those meals or not eat that junk food. Sometimes I'm not in that mood because it's not conscious of my mind. There's nothing pressing. Even for the sake of just doing it, I would suggest that you just put a date on your computer, on your daily planner, just to keep a certain date in your mind, even if it's just working the back of your mind, just marinating, as I say, back there. You'll find that you'll follow through more when there's a specific date. Does that make sense to you, Derek?
Yeah, it does. I've actually read that in one of your nutrition books before, where you were saying you have basically protein windows all throughout the day, and if you miss one of those windows, it's gone forever. You can't ever get it back.
Right. And the thing about it is, there's so many things going on in life. I know that you're a really ambitious, hard worker, and sometimes you got the big deal going through. Why not miss that window of opportunity for protein? Why not miss one or two or three in a row? Or miss 20 in a week when you got other things pressing. The only thing is that's going to make you use, again, I use this phrase all the time, make use every one of your mental, physical, emotional resources to make the deal and get the meal in, is when there's a deadline pressing you. That's what I talked about in this show. Those people who avoid deadlines, they think they're doing, I don't want too much stress. I don't want too much pressure. I want to enjoy my life. I understand that mentality. Okay, but the more you don't put pressure on yourself and what you call enjoying your life in the short run, it causes pain, regret, disappointment in yourself, because without those deadlines, you let 6 months go by or 6 years go by, and you don't accomplish anything of any significance because you were afraid to put those kind of deadlines on yourself. Now, look, building muscle, losing body fat, that's not the most important thing in the world, okay? But if that's what you want to do, attaching a deadline to it is the first step. So, like I said, I'm just talking from my own experience. Someone who has a high level of discipline, who knows how the body works, it doesn't take a lot for me to look really good in context, okay? But there's always that high level for all of us, okay? We all have those basic baseline standards that we're always going to do this and we're never going to do that. Everybody has those. That's not about you staying where you are. It's how to get the mental edge to take that next level. And for all of us, to get to that next level is going to be how much pressure we put on ourselves and having a deadline for everything we do, leaning up. When do you want to get to that 32-inch waist? Okay, whatever that date is, you're going to just work more efficiently. You're going to squeeze things in. You're going to become a Houdini, so to speak. You're going to find a way to get it done no matter what challenge you have, because of that deadline. I don't know. That's just that's my advice to you. That's my personal experience, and it works all that way in life. Does that make sense, Derek?
Yeah, I agree with it. I agree with that, Skip. Thanks.
Yeah, and again, I know you know all this stuff. I mean, I've been coaching you. You've been taking this stuff. You've made some tremendous gains. I'm really saying that for those who are listening in the live version today or in a podcast version, how the importance of those deadlines are. So that's our show for today. Next week we'll talk about those bodybuilding mentality mistakes and how you can take your training to the next level by using your mind more effectively. So visit my website at www.skiplacour.com and join us next week.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.